Welcome, welcome to the Gnarls Jam Sessions, your weekly update of everything gnarly. Yes, so let's get the show on the road. Retweet that room. We can get some more people in here. I don't know where the gnarly citizens are. I know everyone is already in Easter mode. Everyone is already chilling. No worries. We are here to give you a weekly update of what, you know, has been happening in Gnarls. Gnarls DAO is a community that came together to support extreme athletes, support extreme shredders, and the extremely nounish nature of sports. So we are focused mainly on that. And yeah, we are at now 41136, and this went to Anon, I think. I don't think this is Anon, but man, there's always a lucky person who gets a now below 0.01. It's been crazy to get this going. I see Nali Queen has been here. A lot of bidding action going on over for all these NAS, and I just love how the auction house, you know, looking clean and nice, is loading faster. It's getting there. So a major shout out to our resident Dave Volkey for working on this. All that's going to happen now is when you click that DAO button, instead of going to snapshot, it will be going to something that's similar to Nouns. For those of you who know how Nouns governance works, that means you got to pay some gas to submit a proposal, you got to pay some gas to vote, and all that beautiful stuff. So make sure that you go in and you claim your NAS so that you can maintain your voting power. Cool. So a major rundown. Actually, we're just coming over from our Discord. I don't know if we should continue the conversation here, but yeah, that's what we're going to be chatting about for the next couple of hours as we wait to this drop over That's Gnarly, as I figure it out. Brett, you want to give a breakdown of what we've been discussing in the Discord as I set up this transaction?
Yeah, we're like, Mars is planning on putting another proposal over to Nouns. So we've been going through some of the budget stuff and figuring out like what would be the best ideas to put in the proposal and all the, you know, different things that we could potentially do. And a few different people popped into the chat, you know, gave some good ideas. Vlad and Mari are here. They've been super helpful with a lot of the stuff that NARS does. So, you know, big shout out to both of them.
Oh yeah. I just wanted to, since, you know, we're chatting about a new proposal, one thing that I think I need to use House of Nouns so to kind of go through some of the comments. But I wanted to just, you know, just dive a little bit into our old proposal, Proposal 189, and talk a bit about it and what happened and why are we back with, you know, trying to figure out a new proposal for NAS. I know people don't like to talk about Proposal 189, but hey, we are in a DAO. We got to talk about the best way to do it. So Prop 189 was submitted. Oh, the proposals don't show dates anymore. But this was like, you know, late December and quite a contentious prop of its time. Of course, many other proposals have gone on to overshadow the history, but we shall never forget. One of the key things that was part of our proposal was NAS came out, you know, to be helped, because we, you know, started off with a 69 ETH grant from Prop 51, and we wanted to be able to now cross the chasm. And this was really hot off that Praka XV, that collective XV event where we had the first skateboard noggles. So you could see that, you know, NAS was causing a revolution. And even looking back at that old prop, you can see all the ideas were still there. I mean, NAS, prop house, public good. That's when the hashtag for That's Gnarly showed up. That's the first time I remember seeing That's Gnarly. And to see that we have grown, at that time we had only 750 members. And let me see, how many do we have now? Just a sec. Oh, wait, I have it. Oh, how can you see the members? Well, how many members are in our Discord now? Is there a way that you, is there a link? Anyway, we've grown. I'll say we've grown. And yeah, we were asking for 690 ETH, you know, cross the chasm. That was met with no's. And we were defeated. I remember this free mint, quite a beautiful video edit put together by Methaverse. And yeah, it was really amazing stuff. That I'm even seeing the NAS prop house is in here, and it had mockups of season 1, season 2. You know, we had a plan to do the prop house in seasons. Oh, that's, looking back, this was exactly what we're actually working on at the moment. Building autonomy since inception, our community has had access to Noun 189, which is the noun that Gami's noun to participate in Nouns DAO governance. So I think at that time we were trying to get enough funds to purchase the second Noun that went down also. And you know, looking at some of the things here, we are built for onboarding. I mean, some of the goals that we set out in this proposal, we have gone on to achieve these goals without funding, man. So we have been out here in the cold by ourselves. And now that calls for, you know, us going back to our parent DAO and saying, hey, do you think we could get some support to keep doing what we are doing? But anyway, I'll just give a rough breakdown of, you know, what we were discussing. Just give me a second. I'm just in this password here, so I don't think I can be able to log in right now. Cool. So the new prop. Let's chat a bit about the new prop and so far what's on ground. And if you want to participate in this new prop, all you have to do is jump into our Discord. There is already what we call the proposal idea, because the way this prop is going to be structured, we are going to create it as a community. And that's why, you know, different people have been contributing to it. Shout out to Marie and Vlad here for being part of that. So number one is get it done and edited by the community, then put it up for a community vote over on NAS, right? And after that is done, it's going to be our first on-chain proposal when we do switch to our on-chain governance. Community will vote. Once the community votes for it and it's successful, let's hope no NAS, that's why we're asking for participation. Let's hope no one downvotes it in NAS. But once it's successful in NAS, it will trigger one transaction that will send the proposal now over to Nouns, just like how we did with the Bob Burnquist proposal, which I think is proposal 182. I don't know. I can scroll through here and see. There's an old proposal we did for Sket Quida. Do you remember it, Brett, off the top of your head? Like,
No, oh yeah, I'm scrolling for it too.
Yeah, 142. Proposal 142, Nounifying Brazil and Web3 workshops in communities in Rio de Janeiro. And you can see this one was proposed by Nas.eth. And this is how this new proposal is going to show up on the Nouns auction, on the Nouns proposal page. Voted on by the community and then submitted by Nas DAO to support Sket Quida. And I remember this proposal was the first DAO to DAO proposal. But there are some DAOs out there, you know, who believe they were the first. We always let them have it. You know, the Nali citizens, you know, we're down. We don't really fight over such things. But yeah, the first Nouns DAO to DAO proposal. But anyway, when you jump into our Discord, the new prop has called Nali AF. Yeah, I'll just read through the draft just to give you guys an idea of, you know, what we're working on. And then any ideas, I mean, you are free to come on stage and chat with us as we get this going. But anyway, cool. So I said Nali AF, Nali as fuck, is going to be our revised 189 proposal by the NAS community. And it's coming off, of course, over us, you know, going fully decentralized with this new upgrade that is happening over on our auction house. But some of the things that, you know, we are carefully looking at is, number one, the NAS prop house. If you go to prop.house, you realize that the NAS house is there already and it has been a bit dormant. You can imagine what the prop house of the most active, extremely active DAO in Nouns is going to be like. So this new proposal is looking to activate that so that we can do some gnarly stuff with the prop house rounds and tap into that prop house ecosystem. Another thing is, you know, we're looking at growing that gnarly more, especially the NAS gnarly initiatives, and then also get more events. You know, ever since we funded Collectivo XV, let me see, which other skateable no-goes have been done? I think I know one that was done in Dominican Republic, I think. So we need to be able to replicate what we did at Collectivo XV through events activated by NAS. And the good thing is that we now have this wonderful tool called That's Gnarly that is amazing for onboarding, especially when you're at live skate events. And another element is curating Noun proposals. As we have, you know, pointed out, NAS was one of the first ones to do the Nounish type of proposal. Looking back, big mistake we did was to make it free. But I'm just kidding. But we're just going to lean more into that, because we do have a lot of talent that is in our DAO that actually we can reach out to, and being able to tap into that talent to do amazing Nounish art, whether it is films, whether it is music, whether it is edits, I don't know, anything that, you know, is Nounishly artistic. That's all the stuff that we want to be able to curate, you know, because we do have, like, that Snarly is sort of like a mini curation area. So being able to replicate that Snarly on a bigger scale, that should be part of the things that we're working on. Worth a mention, upgraded. We are now fully upgraded. So this is going to be our first on-chain prop. And it's also going to deploy an open edition. And it essentially comes from this idea of proposals, where we fund the idea, you know, small idea, couple of ETH. And then if it picks up, then we can be able to send it over to Nouns and have it minted as a proposal. So one of the songs of Lil Bubble's Snarly EP that was funded 3 ETH is going to be deployed as an open edition from the same prop, and the proceeds will be split with Nouns and collaborators. Then, of course, we are applying the things that we learned from Prop 189. We are taking all the feedback that was given to us last year to make sure that this proposal is the best that there is. Yeah. But the whole opportunity here stems from the fact that I think even me, when I saw this tweet, it really did touch me, you know, when 4156 tweeted that, you know, the scarcest thing in the Nouns ecosystem is courage. Hurt me a little bit. I'm like, damn, do you know how many courageous people are in Nas? And I like what Rick says, that, you know, Nas has this ability to sieve for courageousness, people with a lot of confidence in themselves. And, you know, just like any extreme athlete or extreme shredder who, even when you fall, you got to get back up. Even when you're not feeling it, you got to go do it so that you get that, if it's a skate trick, if it's maybe a rail that you want to ride. So you just keep, you know, doing it over and over again. And essentially that builds some calluses on our minds, on your feet also. So that brings a level of courage. Having Nas as a sub-DAO of Noun, you do see that there is a pool of people who would say are very, very courageous, very gnarly, right? So basing on that is that we're coming together as an extreme sports DAO with now over 1,000. Last time we were 750, now we have grown to 1,100 members. And yeah, we are going to be sourcing courage between ourselves. And the best way to, you know, make a movement is to do things courageously. And that's how Nas has always done it, is that we are always at the forefront, doing it first and then learning later. It's like we shoot first and then ask questions later. So the approach here that we are looking at is just as, you know, following that same tweet storm that Punk4156 has, is that we're looking at, you know, the Nouns voting system, the Nouns as the front page, and Nas is the subculture, the subreddit. This is an example, like how, you know, Reddit works, is that Reddit has all these subcategories that all add up. And then, you know, if something is really trending in the subcultures, it does then aggregate to the front page. And then the front page gives it that push that everyone in the world, they then gets to see what's that about. For those who have used Reddit would understand how these cultures all interplay with each other. But the whole idea is that Nas funds courageous things. We inspire more people, which increases our auction sales. And then once we have a really cool proposal that we feel maybe is not sufficient for our treasury, cannot handle it, we can push it over to Nouns, and then Nouns can then, the Nounish voters can then decide whether that's what they want to support. And once they support that, we drop it as a proposal, which creates, you know, this whole ecosystem that gives what we're calling a gnarly feedback loop and helping us to keep cultivating culture. And also in this new proposal, one of the key things that we are looking at is, you know, to use some of the Nounish tools, taking feedback from what came from Proposal 189. But one of the Nounish tools that we are looking at using is the Prop House Infinite Rounds that was recently announced by, by the Prop House team. And essentially how these work, you set a goal of the amount of, let's say the round is like 10 ETH, and then everyone proposes within that 10 ETH until the 10 ETH is done, right? So we could have a round that is focused mainly on, let's say, events, and people from around the world are going to just propose to do events. And then in that way, we are able to get like the best events around the world done. So that's one of the tools that we're going to be using. And then, of course, at the same time, we really want to further grow what that Snarly has been able to do so far. Let me see if I can read this real quick. Just a quick breakdown of what has been achieved by that Snarly. don't know where Zugs is. Brett, do you think you can ping Zugs to bring on that Snarly here? But yeah, a quick update here on that Snarly. That Snarly has so far earned almost $40,000. Almost $14,000. Half of that has been paid out to shredders, plus getting their NFTs. So on top of being the drop of the day on that Snarly, oh, just a sec, I didn't see you guys requesting to come on stage. On top of being the drop, you also get a free NAS NFTs. Dear Shredders, I'm sending out this link to you guys. Please participate in governance. You have the NAS NFTs. And I see here 30 athletes have earned over $100 on that Snarly just by submitting their clips and becoming the daily drop, with Vlad being the Warren Buffett of that Snarly. And recently, we just concluded the version one of contests and awarding $600 in prizes. Hey, Rocketman, you're here. Maybe you can talk a bit about that. How far with the contests, and do you have like the final list of all the winners?
Yep, the contests were finalized 2 days ago, so we got the winners. Pay them out either today or tomorrow.
That's amazing. Congratulations to Third Eye Crypto for being the first place in a skate contest. I see you're here in the audience. Let me see if I can bring you up and just have a chat. Yes, but Pastel, you came on the stage. How are you doing, bro?
Yo, I'm good. Sorry, I'm in school right now. I'm good. Just wanted to come up and say what's good. Yeah, hearing about the EP, I didn't know that was going on. So super interested to hear like more details on like the EP that's being created for NARS.
That's amazing. So the EP, let me talk a bit about it. The EP was an idea that came to me when I was in the zone. At the start of this year, I personally reached out to Lil Bubble. I think you know Lil Bubble is one of those crypto musicians. Call him a crypto parody musician. I reached out to him and was like, hey, would you like to try out this crazy idea just to make three tracks and make them CC0? Of course, it is quite, I want to say, tasking, you know, as an artist to do your art and then let it go for free. But I'm glad that he was up for the experiment. Yeah, we did a proposal in NAS, found him 3 ETH to do three tracks, three CC0 tracks. And that was at the beginning of early Feb there. Of course, as we have gone on, he's in the creation process. A lot of things have been working in the background. And it just so happens that as he submitted the track, this idea of a new proposal was floating around the Gnarly corridors in the Discord there. So that's where we're like, okay, cool. I think the best way to be able to drop these tracks is to use the Nouns Droposal. And essentially what the Nouns Droposal is it's a no ETH transaction that the voters over at nouns.wtf vote to drop that edition. So it essentially becomes authored by Nouns. But having that, you know, stamp, like we talk about that front page of Reddit, having that stamp, you know, it means that something has gone through the fire down in the sub-DAOs and then has, you know, come to the top. So you do find that having that kind of setup, the best stuff does come to the top. And Lil Bubble is the best at what he does. And yeah, having him drop by Nouns would be a great. But I understand you're a musician yourself. Tell me more about you. You never know. You may be our next me and sniping artists.
Thanks for all that information. That sounds super cool. So, yeah, I'm an artist myself. I'm Leo Pastel. Primarily like R&B and pop music. I'm a singer, songwriter. So that's what I do. But I have a proposal up right now, actually. Currently winning. So hopefully we'll see what happens in the next 3 hours. But it's looking like it's going to get
funded. Wait,
say it again.
You have a proposal in like Prop House? Or
It's on Prop House. Part of Hack Week. I'm singing the national anthem at a MLB baseball game in my city, Cincinnati Reds versus Philadelphia Phillies. And I made a proposal to just wear some noggles during my national anthem performance. And it's looking like it's going to pass through, so we'll see what happens.
Wait, I need to find this. You say it's Hack Week. Which
It's the IRL.
IRL. Oh yeah, IRL. Yeah. And they're giving for the top 10, right? Are you in the top 10?
Yep. I'm number 3 right now, but I'm not. I'm keeping my expectations low. I'm like, anybody can jump in. A few people just jumped in and voted, so I think it went a little bit lower now. But I'm still in the top 10. So.
Oh yeah. Oh, I saw this. Is this your picture? This is like an AI generated image.
Yeah, that's AI. I was like, let me throw a little Midjourney prompt together and throw it up there. I have like a big afro. Tried to be realistic.
So you're performing a national anthem at the Cincinnati Reds baseball game. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, that's amazing. Really wish you best of luck. So, but yeah, it looks like you may pass. But you know, prof house, you know, prof house. you're right. You gotta keep. Oh wait, there's another NAS proposal in here. MVP out through a Nounish party in 48 hours by that I at ETH. Oh wow. It's a NAS. It's a NAS proposal.
NAS everywhere. I didn't realize you guys were like expanding out of the extreme sports. Like I always thought it was like such a cool community, but I was like, not for me. I mean, I don't like do any extreme sports, but it was like a cool group. But it's interesting to hear that y'all are like dabbling in music and like other types of things. So definitely gonna try and figure out how I can get involved.
I mean, I can say that the reason we did the music, maybe this I should have said this, is that there's a selfish thing, is that, you know, we edit a lot of videos. We do have a lot of videos that need editing. And one of the things that does come up is, you know, music. Music and extreme sports are kind of intertwined. I mean, even when you look at all the games, extreme sports games, you can never go to a skate competition and there's no music. You cannot Red Bull video that has no music. It's shocking. So we're still focused on extreme sports, but I guess you could say extreme music. Does that make sense? Extreme music. Oh, yeah. Themed around extreme sports, because that's why, you know, shout out to Lil Babo. Like, the track does feel like something that, you know, NAS is for. And given that, you know, Lil Babo has actually been part of NAS from its inception, really early on, he's an OG. So he really understood the assignment. But yeah, it would be nice. And I will tell you this, that when the Lil Babo proposal was successful, I went ahead and reached out to some more musicians, because, you know, once an idea is successful, you gotta keep doing it. And yeah, I think we are gonna keep walking down this road. So be on the lookout, Pastel. You never know. Maybe we could, you know, sponsor you to sing the national anthem at one of, you know, those gnarly events. Yeah, I mean, that's the rule, man. If something has worked, you just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. So that's nice. But yeah, thanks for participating in Hack Week. Is this your first time, you know, participating in Nouns?
I submitted a proposal for Nouns grant. I can't remember, something about grants. It was a proposal to do like a residency, like an in real life residency. Didn't pass through. But yeah, this is my first one that's looking like it may pass. Like, it actually has votes and stuff. So yeah.
Man, so it's so nice. It's so nice. I mean, even me, I remember Prop House. Prop House is one of those places you submit a couple of times and maybe you don't get through. But sometimes the stars do align and then you find yourself, like, you know, the Hack Week. And like, you know, one thing I have to say about Hack Week is the first time, it's in a long time, that we have had these two ETH rounds come back. For those of you who remember the early days of Prop House. But I've been thinking, man, you see, Prop House is like a treasure trove of good history. Like, if you go back to round one and, you know, the people who got voted on round one, where are they now? Noun Punks, you know, Nouns in Hong Kong. This is like a year ago. And back then, Prop House used to have a lot of votes. 1K votes, I guess everyone was excited about that. Cool, but yeah, thanks for coming on, and hope that in the next 2 hours, nothing much changes, so that you can be able to. So, have you got your noggles yet? Which noggles are you gonna be using?
So I'm set up with I'm set up with somebody to meet in NFT NYC. Who is it?
Is it Big Shot?
Big Shot.
Yeah.
But I'm hitting up Salvino because I wanted the luxury ones. I'm just like cop those, just like wear around and stuff. But I don't know if I'll be able to get them before the Reds game. So yeah, I'll have both options.
Which one do you think is the best? Like the sleek ones or the toy ones? Because I feel like the toy ones would be kind of cool for TV.
Yeah, I think for something like this Reds game, I'll probably wear the big red toy ones. Just, I think they're like, you know, they're really like quirky and fun. But like, just like to wear, I think the Salvino like luxury glasses, like I would genuinely wear it. Like the black pair, I'm actually gonna rock those around like with outfits and stuff. So at least that's my plan.
Which color do you like the most? Red, black, color of the noggles is?
For like, for my like typical style, I would just do like the black luxury Nouns Visions ones. For the Reds game, definitely rocking the red, those big red noggles, because, you know, I gotta represent the Reds.
There's a noggle that is hated by most people, the Black Party. I don't know, have you seen the Black Party, Salvino?
Yeah, I saw those.
yes, Brett, you had your mic unmuted there.
Yeah, I saw those. I think those are, like, you know, those are harder to exit production-wise, but I get what they're doing. I have to see them in person, really, before I form an opinion on what they look like.
The big ones are great. I have a pair of them. They're big and super goofy and cartoony. I think they're perfect for something like that. And I know the ones that Salvix are, like, actual, like, sunglasses. They're just, like, the noggle shape. So, like, what you were say and like wearing them around everywhere. That's those would be the one for sure.
Yeah. So in the name of, you know, we're here building in public. Oh, thank you so much. Gami just complimented that I'm such a good host. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
We have no program for today. We're just hanging out.
So in the vein of, you know, building in public, and that's why actually this space really is free chat. Anyone who wants to come up and, you know, any ideas, like if you want to build a skate park or what, we are looking for stuff we can put in a proposal. So maybe, Postel, I can ask you this. What, for you, if you were to, you know, the little you know about NAS and everything, what would you like to see in the new proposal that should be highlighted?
In the new NARS proposal?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not like well enough researched to like form an opinion on what's best for this DAO. I think whatever y'all, I'm sure you guys can come up with like cool things. I will say selfishly, I would love to see some IRL event in the States, like somewhere around me so I can attend. But that's like really the only thing I can think of.
So events, some more events. Oh, that's nice. I think that Mari got that covered, put it in there. Yeah, I think that's all. And do you guys have any final remarks before I shut this down? Okay.